Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To Carson and Kennedy. Carson and Kennedy. On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. You can call or text us. Sarah is from Uxbridge. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
There was a bridal shower. Was it yours?
It was mine. Yes. Hey. My mother and sister threw me a beautiful shower on Saturday. It was awesome.
Where?
It was at the Ux locale in Uxbridge, and it was like chef's kiss. They did everything so beautifully. The food was great. The staff was amazing. It was wonderful.
Did you get lots of good things?
So many good things that are all sitting in our basement right now because we don't know where to put everything.
Oh, I can relate. Yes, I can relate.
Yeah.
we got
our Yeti backpack.
Oh, wow. Fancy.
Yeah. Yeah, we got an Uni pizza oven, really top-notch gifts. Yeah, everybody was super generous.
You have good friends.
Fantastic. Yes, we very much do.
All right, well, we don't have to send them anything now, Kennedy.
Well, congratulations.
I'll send you the registry.
No worries.
When's your wedding? What's your fiance's name?
So my fiance's name is Ryan, and we are getting married September 21st, which is like a special family day for me because it's a wedding date that goes back generations.
I love that.
That is super cool.
Yeah.
That they keep track of that.
Yeah. Yes.
I can't even keep track of my mom's wedding dates.
Well, it's my parents' wedding date, and then it was both sets of grandparents' wedding dates.
That's cool.
Adorable.
On either side of the family. So my sister and I, growing up, said that that was going to be our wedding date, and that's what my sister got married about 9 years ago, and now Ryan and I are getting married this year on that date, so it's very special.
And Ryan knows what's good for him, so he's like, yes, absolutely. Well, congratulations to you and Ryan on that.
Yes. Please enjoy your pizza oven / wedding.
And the Yeti cooler, backpack cooler.
I mean, it's the good things.
Christine is from Bridgewater. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning. How are you? I'm so excited. I'm a longtime fan.
Oh,
hi.
Well, thank you. There was a dog
long time,
camp.
First time.
We love to hear it.
I had my most favorite weekend. We've been doing it for probably 12-ish, few more years. So I'm part of the Massachusetts 4-H. I'm a volunteer. And we hosted this weekend a dog camp academy. 60-ish kids and their dogs, their family dogs, come to camp. There's about 30 volunteers, a host of parent chaperones, and we hosted things like grooming and first aid for dogs and rally and agility and showmanship.
What a
and
great
obedience.
Idea, especially for teaching young people how to care for pets, because a lot of times you just thrust into it. What is the name of the dog camp?
So actually, we're Massachusetts 4-H, so we actually rented a camp. It was out in Brookfield, Frank A. Day. So they're a YMCA camp, and we contacted them because actually the camp that we were going to couldn't host us this year. So we were in a panic. And Gus from Frank A. Day welcomed us because, of course, with dogs, we slept in cabins. We were there
Wow.
from Friday to Sunday.
That's awesome.
And it's just the most fabulous thing. And 4-H is such an amazing youth program. A lot of people think chickens and cows. Which,
chickens and cows and bunnies.
But we have cooking clubs and sewing clubs and dog clubs. And they do all kinds of wonderful program. You can learn to quilt. You can learn to sew. We have a fishing club in East Middleboro. So it's just a wonderful program.
Well, Christine, thank you.
And I'm so honored to be part of it. Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us. We're glad it went well.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Good to talk to you.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. She was sweet. She was sweet. Leah's from Methuen. Guys.
What?
She rode a race car or a car on a racetrack this weekend.
Oh, I want to do that. How'd you do it? Tell me everything.
Oh, I did. It was actually a Christmas present, and it was this past weekend, and we were worried that it might get rained out, but the weather held up, and it was so much fun. I drove a sky blue Corvette, and oh, my God. Oh, my God.
How fast were you going?
So top speed was 110.
Let's go.
But, yeah, oh, my God, it was so much fun.
What was your lap time around the track?
My heart was racing. I don't know. But about 10 minutes? For 3 laps, it was about 10 minutes.
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Yeah.
Corvette, you say?
It was a lot of fun. What's that?
It was in a Corvette, you say?
Yes.
Did you feel like you were having a midlife crisis? No? Okay.
Maybe I am, yeah. But it was, oh, my God, it was so much fun driving it. Like,
I'm so happy.
That's a cool-ass midlife crisis, for the record.
I was making a joke about that. Sorry.
Yeah.
Very cool.
All right. I'm right there.
I feel you.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing that with us. Producer Dan, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I think the thing that sticks out the most was yesterday I went to the Red Sox game.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were going to the game, we're sitting and we're waiting to get on the train, to get on the green line, and there's this little girl just running around with she has a little backpack on. She looks like she's like 4 or 5.
Right.
And she's looking at the screen like, 2 minutes till the train comes, mommy. And then she just running laps and her sneakers are lighting up.
Yeah.
And her backpack's just kind of flying around.
Right.
And then the woman who's her mom kind of tilts her head and looks at me and she goes, are you producer Dan?
Shut up.
I was like, yeah. And she goes, oh, my God, I played Campy Kennedy not too long ago. This is my daughter, Abby. She's the one who does Suck It Sal.
Oh, no way.
No.
So I met Abby of hashtag Suck It Sal out in the wild.
Let's go.
And I talked to her for a minute. I was like, do you know we play your voice on the radio almost every day? And she's like, whatever, dude. Do you know the train's coming in 2 minutes? That's pretty cool.
I'm real excited. I got my shoes in my backpack.
I was like, is this your first Red Sox game? She goes, no, I've been before. I was like, all right, you're a seasoned veteran.
Oh, that is super cool.
It was fun to actually put a face to the voice.
Yeah.
And she's as adorable as you think she is from that.
Oh.
Yeah, I wish I could have talked to her for longer, maybe interviewed her, but the train came in about 2 minutes, like I was saying. And if you've ever been ushered onto the green line at a Red Sox game by a sea of people,
it's time to go.
Sure. There's survival of the fittest out there.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.